Bank of Cardiff, this is Straw.
Hey, how you doing?
Good, how are you?
Doing okay. You said your name was?
Jaw, J-I-A.
Jaw?
Mm-hmm.
I'm sorry, I'm not trying to make fun. I just, bad hearing. Yeah.
No worries. It's Chinese, so it's different.
Is? Yeah, well, no, mine is Dietz, and it's D-E-I-T-Z, and everyone says Dietz and Delts, and I get it. But my hearing is bad. I was under the tree wire all the time. That's where my rack was. So.
Oh, I see.
I get a paper in the mail. I run a machine shop. I was interested in talking to somebody about this.
Okay,
get some more information.
Sure. Can I just throw your 16-digit reservation code?
2411-3101.
Okay.
0014-7628.
Okay. 7628. Okay, let's take a look. Core Machine Shop and CNC Service?
Yep.
Okay, perfect. And just in case I get this disconnected for you, with you, the phone number ending in 6474, best number to get back to you at?
Yep.
Okay.
Yep.
Okay.
It's on the website, too.
Okay. And so your first name is Dietz, and last name is James?
James. Nope. First name is James.
Okay.
Last name is Dietz.
Ah, okay, okay. That makes sense now.
But in the military, you don't use first names. Everything is last name.
That's true.
Yeah, really?
Yeah, sometimes, yeah. We'll just call people by their last name.
It's easier.
Yeah.
Too many, you know, Jeffs and Tinas.
Right, exactly. It's like, hey, Jim, too. Come here.
Exactly.
Okay, perfect. So I have your file pulled up here. I'm just going to confirm a couple of pieces of info I have on your business, and then I can answer any questions you might have. How long have you been in business for?
We've started the business in 2012.
Okay.
We had some older equipment. We did just some work. I partnered up with an engineer that does a lot of Department of Defense work.
Okay.
And so the idea was to satisfy the need of these R&D shops. Mm-hmm. So in 2015, we executed a $1.1 million loan, and we received our $500,000 CNC machine and about $250,000 of software, and we have started working, so.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And then are you the 100% owner?
I own, I think it's like 57 or more percent, yeah.
Oh, okay. And who's the second owner?
I'm a veteran, veteran-owned business. My wife owns the rest of the business.
Oh, okay.
She's, you know, so she's business owner as well.
Okay.
And she's Filipino, so I just got an earful from someone. They said, "You have a female-owned minority veteran business." I said, "Oh, okay." And they go, "You forget that." I go, "I'm sorry."
I mean, that helps with a lot of things. Not with us specifically, but I mean, like, for, like, taxes and, like, classifications and stuff like that. That helps.
Well, I was talking to them about government contracts, and they're real sticky over there.
Okay. So, let's see here. And I have your address here as 10491 Baker Road, Weedsport?
Yep, Weedsport, okay. New York, 13166.
Okay, perfect. So we have a lot of different programs here at the bank. I know you said you're a little bit, heard a little bit about the getting the R&D shops. Can you just elaborate a little bit about what you're looking to do? And I can point you in the right direction.
Okay.
Okay, so what are you looking to do? We have an equipment and capital program here.
Are you the person I'd be talking to the whole time, or am I?
Mm-hmm.
Yes?
Yes, so you're going to be talking to me the majority of the time. You know, once we process your application, we do have an underwriter that will give you a call too, just to go over everything with you. But I am your primary point of contact.
Okay. Mm-hmm. I always get myself in trouble. I think I have primary contact. I get pushed to the second person.
Oh, really?
I tell them everything. I find out. Yeah, then I find out. Well, in the world of, I'll dive you deep quick, but
okay.
In the world of what I'm doing, you know, like say I want some software, I want some new whiz-bang toy out there.
Mm-hmm.
There's two levels of secretaries or receptionists, and I always get goofed on that.
I see. So you like talk to the first person, thinking it's the right person, but then like, oh, wait, I don't handle that, and get you forward to someone else.
Yeah.
Yeah,
and
no,
totally
you'll
waste
just
my time.
Yeah, no, you'll just talk to me about you know, all the stuff that you're looking to do, and you can always call me on my direct line too, and my email you can email me too.
Okay, all right, I'll get you sped right up to speed then.
Okay.
You said I'm going to spell your name out then on some paper here.
Okay.
It was J.
I A.
Yep.
But I guess to pronounce it, it would be like J-A-H, basically. It's like jaw.
J-A-H is the pronunciation.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Now, my wife's name is Normalina, and everyone calls her G, which is J-I-E. So,
oh.
Got it.
Close enough.
So, yes, that's right. So, okay, so if you go to our website, which is cmscncservices.com.
CMS?
And Charlie Michael Sam.
Okay. And then CNC.
CNC.
Uh-huh.
Services.com.
Services.com. Okay. Okay. I'm in.
Okay. Now, you see the capabilities at the top? Click that.
Capabilities. Yep.
Now, here's some products that we made. Now, the machine we have is totally different than the rest of the stuff out in the world. You know what a baseball bat is. So a lathe makes a baseball bat every day of the week. That's what they're for.
Mm-hmm.
So anything we call cylindrical, like a baseball bat, a lathe works on.
Mm-hmm.
A mill would, you know, if you had a plate with a bunch of holes in it,
mm-hmm.
that's what a mill does.
Mm-hmm.
We have a mill turn machine. So there's a little video at the top right. If you click on that, you get yourself a little video, and you can see the lathe rotating, but the mill is attacking the lathe, and we're cutting on a big block of metal. You can't see a lot, I understand,
mm-hmm.
but we do.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sorry?
I was going to say, I just see a lot of water.
Yeah.
And I do see,
yeah,
I do see
the
cutting it and trimming it.
Yeah, you're not going to see a lot of shape or anything.
Mm-hmm.
And the main reason is we work for inventors, prototype shops, R&D shops,
mm-hmm.
and we have to sign NDA, non-disclosure agreements,
mm-hmm.
to do stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So we really don't, there's not much we can do that we can show, you know,
mm-hmm.
As a general. That's the,
mm-hmm.
that's the general marketplace.
Sure, no
now,
problem.
Right, so if you hit the back button and you're just looking at the photos, these are photos I can show.
Mm-hmm.
So this first row here of three large photos,
mm-hmm.
this is all made in our machine.
Mm-hmm.
And with a mill, you'd have to turn this box multiple times because a mill only comes straight down, and then it can move all over on that plane or on that level. So it's kind of like your finger going straight down to the table, and then it can run all over as long as your finger touches the table.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's great, but it's not three-dimensional. You
right.
can't rotate your hand 90 degrees and then cut to the left or rotate to the right and cut to
right.
the right.
Right.
Our machine can do that.
Okay.
As you saw in the...
Did you develop
mm-hmm.
the machine yourself, or is that
no.
another industry one?
This is an industry. It's
okay.
The reason not many people have it is because it's over $500,000.
Right.
It's 10 ton, and it's kind of
cool.
heavy. So,
I mean, it'll last you a long time, though.
Yeah, it will. It will. And so what happens is, like these images you see here, this is all out of one block of metal, And it's all one piece, and we have a square, we have two round pipes. Those two round pipes empty into that one hole up front, or in back, however you want to think of it. And this gets welded in a position, and it saves them from attaching a bunch of pipes and having all sorts of leaks, because they're attaching pipes into a box and they have problems. So this was the solution for that. Now, that that's what that is. Now, that only takes us about 20 minutes to make. Out of one block.
Pretty quick.
And yeah, pretty quick. And that's about that also represents about $50 to do. So we can, if we get into high production at it, because normally we don't sell that many of it, but if we get into high production, we can put better tooling on, and we can bring it right down to like 10 minutes. So the goal is to be right around $200, $300 an hour. Most machine shops are about anywhere from $60 to $100 an hour, but there's no way the average machine shop could make that first row of product right there. Now, the second row, we're making a sender, which, you know how Batman shoots his thing up in the air and then he hits the button on his thing and up he goes?
Yeah.
That's exactly what the middle pitcher does.
Okay. So can you put a rope in there? Or other material in between?
Well, there's a lot of gears and things that go in, and there's a lot of devices. The round device, the round wheel on the left, goes on the outside, and then what happens is, I can show you an image, you know, I'll do a screen share or something. And then there's a power unit that hooks up. You turn the power unit on, and up it goes. I've got video and some other things I can show you.
I think you can email it over to me later.
Yeah. And so everything, we've made everything here. So that wheel on the left with those bumps inside don't look like a big deal. But again, you can't make it on a lathe because you need a mill. And you've got to rotate it, which is a lathe maneuver. So it just drives a mill nuts. So every time they've got to do something, open that door, and reposition things, it costs them money. That's called a setup.
Okay, so basically the CNC you have can do the mill and the lay at the same time.
Right, and we can do this in one shot, which means we open the door, put the raw stock in, next time we open the door, it's done. It's 100% done, both sides 360. Other shops can't do that. The third image on the right with the piece of wood and the two little parts, that's for a NASA laser. And that, again, we have two lathes inside the cabinet, so it's like two hands. You have a left hand, holds the part, the mill comes down, gnaws on it, the mill moves away, the right lathe comes over and grabs it, just like your hand would. The left hand lets go, and it slides to the right. And there you go. That's how you get full production with no extra setup cost. So
I see.
We can... And that's a big thing. Setup cost, every time a human has to go in, take it out of the jaw, flip it over, put it back down, A, you lose zero, which is a big thing because you have to figure out where you are. And if you lose zero too badly, then you're making junk. And
right.
So a lot of shops will scrap out 10, 20 parts trying to make one or two good parts. And that's why. And we don't have any waste. The middle photograph is the second one we ever made. And the first one was good, but the inventor changed an oil seal, so therefore we made the second one, and there you go.
I see, okay. Do you have other CNC machines, or this is like the main one you have?
Just this one. So as you scroll down, you can see different items. You'll see a purple... an engine. It looks kind of funny. It's the bottom of an engine with a rod sticking out the middle, and they wanted to put a special adaption thing on the bottom. So we have reverse scan equipment, which means it's a high-end laser, high-end optical. I can scan over something like the bottom of an engine,
mm-hmm.
and I get it shaped within 2 micron, a thousandth
oh, wow.
of an inch. Yeah, a thousandth of an inch is 26 micron.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm going way below a thousandth of an inch.
Right. What is this piece of equipment called?
The reverse scan cost over $250,000 for the reverse scan.
Oh, okay. So the equipment is called a reverse scan laser?
Reverse engineering.
Engineering, okay.
It's reverse engineering, yeah.
Okay.
And so we scan the bottom of the engine, and then we can go make the bottom thing that they wanted.
Mm-hmm.
Now, if you look one row up, you'll see something that was welded together, you know, on a wood table. Then you'll
mm-hmm.
see a purple, that's the scan.
Mm-hmm.
Then the model is the green.
I see.
Yep.
So the scan was a purple one, and then the welded one is the one that you made from the scan.
Yeah, and then the green to the right of that purple
mm-hmm.
is what we made from that scan.
Uh huh.
Yeah.
Oh, I see. Okay.
The bluish one, that's a scan as well.
Uh-huh.
You can change colors on them. You know,
okay.
Whatever you want to
cool.
do. So,
I'm sure that's very useful, and not that many people have that type of technology. And then also, after scanning it, you have the in-house CNC machine that can make it.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you exactly bit in the right direction of what we're doing is
mm-hmm.
is we can say you're making some new thing, and you welded it together and gnawed on it with a handsaw and whatever.
Right.
And you bring it in, you say, you know, this is what I'm trying to do.
Mm-hmm.
I scan that. And then I can make parts for it, or I can take it apart on the screen and then make, you know, any portion of it or all of it, you know,
uh-huh.
that you want.
Yeah.
Now, here's the next best thing. When it comes out of the CNC machine, when it gets done getting gnawed on from a solid piece of metal or plastic,
mm-hmm.
I then scan that, and I can see how close I am to what my target is.
Mm-hmm.
So... You
well,
know,
it's
going to
be really
the,
close
the,
if it's 2 microns.
Yeah, it'd be pretty close, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, the scan will scan to 2 microns, but the machine, we have a sub-micron option on our CNC machine. You got to remember here, wait a minute, I just realized you might be thinking they're all the same. The Multus is the CNC machine. It's an Akuma, is like saying Toyota.
Yeah.
Multus is the model of the machine.
Mm-hmm.
So it's an Akuma Multus is the CNC machine. This reverse scan is Creaform. That's like saying Chevy, you know, or Dodge.
Mm-hmm.
So Creaform is the company that makes the reverse engineering. We're
okay.
using two different very high-end items
right,
to do
right.
one thing.
Right.
Yeah.
And did you purchase... So they're both Akumas.
Hmm?
Are they both Akumas?
No.
Oh, okay.
Here, open up a browser page.
Okay.
And get a search engine.
Mm-hmm.
And type in Creaform. C-R-E-A form. And it'll be creaform3d.com.
Okay. Okay.
All right. That's what Creaform is. That's reverse engineering.
Oh,
we have the
MetroScan. Okay.
Yeah, we have MetroScan 3D, and we have the Handy Probe.
Okay.
And that's what this is.
I see. Okay. So they specialize in reverse engineering. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So I can go remote, and you'll see if you scroll down, you'll see they're scanning a pipe. I could scan a pipe because oil pipes and gas pipes, they rot from the outside, not the inside.
Mm-hmm.
So you scan the outside, and you can tell if it's starting to crater and things, and they
mm-hmm.
decide whether they want to replace that section or not.
Mm-hmm.
I can be called out to scan a plane, a car, a pipe, maybe some gadget, and someone's whatever they're making or doing.
Mm-hmm.
I can do that stuff. I can also use it in-house on things I'm working on. That's the advantage there. Now open up another tab Open up a search engine.
Mm-hmm.
Type in Okuma, O-K-U-M-A. And you're looking for the one that says Okuma America. It's Okuma.com/Americas.
Okay.
And it should be, it should have some blue.
Right.
All right. Now these guys make CNC machines.
Mm-hmm.
So now if you go to products, and if you go to, you just want to hover on horizontal lathes, slide to the right, and then come down to where it says Multus B series. Click on Multus B series. And then let me know when that page kicks up.
The horizontal lathes, you said?
Yep, horizontal lathe,
uh-huh.
Slide over to the right, and okay. You want the Multus B series.
B series, okay.
All right, let's when you're the there,
okay.
It should open up, and if you look slightly down, you'll see Multus B 200, 300, 400, and 500.
Mm-hmm.
And then slightly down, there's a 750.
Mm-hmm.
We own 40 acres, both sides of the road. I own right now, presently, a Multus B 302. That's what we own.
Oh, okay, okay. That's the second one.
Yeah. We can grow this business. This machine can do a lot of interesting stuff.
Yeah.
And I want to grow this business to the point where I own the 400, the 550, and the 750. The 750
nice.
Is so big, I can put the 300 inside it.
Mm. And, I mean, you have the space for it now.
I have 40 acres.
Yeah, that's plenty.
Yep, plenty, and I own both sides of the road, too. So, you know, I don't have to worry about a neighbor.
Sorry, I just actually put it on mute for a second there. So are you looking to purchase one of these CNC machines right now?
No, we just got one in 2015.
Okay.
And which is not long ago.
Mm-hmm.
And we had to gear up our, get all of our software together. And, you know,
mm-hmm.
this thing is very, I don't want to say it's complicated.
Mm-hmm.
It's not really. But it's complex. Yes. It is definitely
complex.
There's a lot to it. Yes.
Mm-hmm.
But it's not so complicated that I couldn't take you from behind your desk, bring you here for 2 weeks. At the end of 2 weeks, you'd know how this runs and you can run it.
Mm-hmm.
There's definitely training involved. You got to train people.
Right, of course.
But once they're trained, it's not that bad.
Mm-hmm.
Nonetheless, so
okay.
What we're doing right now is I have some work that I'm doing.
Okay.
And I have a bit of a gap at the moment. And I didn't know if there was anything you guys do.
Mm-hmm.
And when it comes time to buy a new machine, I would love to.
Mm-hmm.
I'll show you one other thing.
Mm.
If you open up a new tab and just type in Esprit. E-S-P-R-I-T.
E-S-P-R-I-T?
E-S-P-R-I-T.
Okay.
And it's not fashion.
Okay. I was going to say this is all clothing here.
Actually, you want to look for the website that says EspritCam.com.
EspritCam? C-A-M?
EspritCam.com, yep. That's the one you want.
Okay.
All right. This is a CAD-CAM program. So we have Reverse Engineering. That's a totally different company. We
mm-hmm.
have CAD, which is computer aid design or drawing
mm-hmm.
design. And that's a different product. We have Space Claim for that. They work great. We bought Esprit. Esprit, what you do is you plan your tool path with the machine on the computer, then you send it to that big expensive machine out there
mm-hmm.
and you make your parts. The problem
okay.
is Esprit, we never made a successful part with Esprit. We spent about $40,000-$50,000 with them.
Hmm.
And they won't honor anything and give their money back or whatnot, you know, that they
uh-huh.
took. They just
right.
say, oh, well, geez, I'm sorry,
yeah.
you know, and I'm fighting that bear another day, you know.
Yeah.
But So what we had to do is we had to leave Esprit, and we went to MasterCam. So just type in MasterCam.com.
Okay.
And they are the competition. So it's the Ford Chevy thing. One didn't work, so I went to the competition.
Okay.
In 72 hours, MasterCam had good code going to our CNC machine and working properly.
Okay.
And everything you see on our website, I'm sorry?
So this is the one you're using right now?
This is what we use right now.
Mm-hmm.
But we didn't buy MasterCam until like March of 2016.
I see, okay.
And so everything on our website, when you click the capabilities page, everything was made with MasterCam.
I see.
None of this was made with Esprit because we couldn't get Esprit to work.
I see. And how much was MasterCam?
MasterCam was about like 48,000 all said, because you got training and you've got, it's like 36,000 for just the package, the software.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And then there's training, it's like, 4,000 or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And there was a couple bouts of training that you do. And then there's a maintenance program. When you get into software, it's a nightmare.
Mm-hmm.
So,
did you pay cash or did you finance it?
We financed them.
Oh, okay.
Or not with them, but Esprit got paid cash.
Okay.
But
and
I financed it on my loan.
Okay.
Right.
And then MasterCam, you financed it, but not through MasterCam, through someone else.
No, I made a deal with the distributor, kind of like the car dealer down the street from you.
Yeah.
I made a deal with the distributor, and I paid so much down, and I've, made, like $1,000 payments every now and then, to
keep it
active.
Okay, so the dealer, but the manufacturer was able to get you financing with them in a way.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. For MasterCam.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay. And then about
you said
you bought a CNC in 2015. Which model did you buy in 2015?
We bought a what in 2015?
You mentioned that you bought another CNC machine in 2015.
No.
Oh, you didn't?
No, we bought The Akuma Multis is what we bought in 2015.
Okay.
Everything hit in 2015. That's when the CNC machine showed up, the Creaform reverse engineering.
I see.
That's when we picked up the Esprit. And I know the systems are complicated. When it first didn't work, I figured, all right, well, I'll give you guys some time. I know this stuff is not exactly, turnkey it runs, I get it, you might have a problem or two. So I tried to be good and faithful and say, okay, I'll give you some time to work this out.
Mm-hmm.
But starting to push a year, I said, Uncle, guys, I can't do anymore.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's when I went to the competition, picked up MasterCam in 2016, mm-hmm. and 72 hours later we were making parts,
mm-hmm.
and that's when my temperature went through the roof, and I started hollering at the salesman going, hey, I think you guys owe me money back, because your competition worked within a week.
Right, exactly.
But that's a whole different topic nonetheless. I'm just trying to keep you straight on what we have and what's gone.
Sure. And, the Akuma one, did you finance that?
Everything's financed.
Okay. Who did you go through for the Akuma one? The larger piece, expensive.
Yep, we went with Empire. You got me. I'm thinking technical stuff. I lost my bank name.
No worries. So was that like a third party financing, or was it the Akuma? They recommended them.
No, nothing. Akuma had no relation to it. No.
Oh, I see. Okay. That one's the $500,000 piece?
The Akuma Multis is about $500,000. The Creaform is about $200,000+.
Mm-hmm.
The CAD CAM, which is your tool pathing software,
mm-hmm.
that's about, flexes around $40,000 to $50,000. And And then we have, well, I've been buying tooling. We probably have close to $100,000 worth of tooling on the floor that I just bought myself as we've been going because, you know, it's, you go out to the garden, you need a little shovel. No, you want a different type of shovel. You know, you buy these things as you go.
Right, yeah.
The only difference is the tools here for the CNC machine, a cheap tool is $500. The average cost is $1,000 to $2,000 to $3,000. So,
yeah, makes sense.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. You know, and the Akuma Multis can hold 60 tools inside itself. So
uh-huh.
as it's doing a job, it just pulls a different tool out of its chain. They're all attached in a chain.
Right.
And it just pulls it off the chain and
uh-huh.
uses the tool that it wants. And we go in back behind the machine, and, you know, when we want to do a completely different part, we'll
uh-huh.
adjust the tools to be different, you know, or uh-huh. we'll put different tools in, and then we run the program, and then it just pulls the tools as it needs.
I see.
So,
okay. So, what are you looking to do right now?
Well, I was wondering if there was what I've got right now is that Ascender case that I have.
Mm-hmm.
He wants 500 of those. He wants to put an order in and have 500 made. He hasn't sent the PO yet. What we've
mm-hmm.
done is we've made. He goes, you know, we want to make the working product, which we made. We made the working product.
Mm-hmm.
And he told me before, he goes, well, we'll make the working product, and then I'll order 500. Well, what he's telling me now is, you know, you got done. He's used other shops before trying to get things made. And,
right.
And it really takes a long time, and we got done really quick. And he goes, well, I'm really looking to, take it to a trade show in November.
Oh,
that's
nice.
Where everybody in... Right. That's where everybody in the world in this one market thing, you know, it's they show up and and he goes, that would be great. He goes, I could sell it right now. He goes, yes, but he goes, I'm really going to get the best bang for the buck in that trade show, and that's where the big order would probably come in.
Oh, nice.
So
okay.
I was, and we also, there's other products, like we're working on a train part right now for a train company. We're doing other things for, you know, there's a guy, he's got motorcycles, you know, so he wanted a thing for a motorcycle. And if he makes this, he thinks he can push it to all the motorcycle race guys. And so there's always new projects on, you know, that could come on and bring in.
I see. So you have a few projects you're working on right now. The biggest one is the customer that wants 500 pieces of the specific product. That he wants to be ready by November?
Yeah. Yeah. And
okay.
That guy, if you type in, open up a new tab or kill off one of the others, up to you, and
sure.
type in Rig Guy, R-I-G, G-U-Y, two
okay.
G's.
Okay.
And that's the guy that we made the Ascender for. And then if you scroll down the front page of his if you scroll down the front page of his website, you'll see the wire stop. And we're actually designing a whole new wire stop for him as well right now. He sells about 10,000 wire stops at the moment. And these would the new design, see like right now you see the cone is outside the nut. You run a cable through and it stops the cable from moving. That's what it does.
Mm-hmm.
And so he wants a design that's all one piece. So I've worked with him for the last 2 weeks on this new design, and we're making that right now. The material just showed up for it, and we'll be cutting that today, tomorrow. And we send the first successful down to him. He's in Georgia. He's going to put it in a test bench he's got, which he's going to run some wire through it, and then it's going to lock. And then he puts it into his hydraulic machine, and he's going to try to break it. And if the wire breaks before the wire stop, perfect. And we're making this out of stainless steel. It's a high-grade stainless. It's not going to break, you know. So this would sell for about $10 to $20 per at 10,000 units a year. So that's another thing that would be turning on. from the same guy. So you got two products from the same guy.
I see, and, okay.
And then the motorcycle guy, that's someone different, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Then there's another guy, he's got some, what the heck is it? I can't think of the dang name.
Okay, so are you mainly looking for, like, capital so you can buy the raw materials to fund this project until he gets, you know, until you get paid?
Yeah, that'd be fine, you know, anything like that. It's just what we're running into is when that software, when Esprit went down on us and we couldn't
mm-hmm.
be productive,
mm-hmm.
You know, I had, like, about a quarter mil of raw cash laying around for reserves, and we
mm-hmm.
just kind of, you know, it doesn't take many months. You know, when you take a loan that's 1.1,
mm-hmm.
200,000 only lasts so long when you're making your
yeah.
loan payment, you know,
yeah.
and your software is not working, you know.
Yeah.
We're now, we're working, we've got MasterCam under us for a CAD cam,
mm-hmm.
and so we're making toolpathing successfully, beautifully.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and this may not be a big need to know, but the reason I was so apprehensive on Esprit, and the reason we made no products with Esprit,
mm-hmm.
is when the program would go out of the office and go into the CNC machine,
mm-hmm.
We have simulators in the office that shows what the machine would do.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I also bought the simulator on the machine.
Mm-hmm.
So if there's anything wrong with the code and the machine, the CNC machine,
you'll know right away.
I can find it. Yeah, I can find it. Now, here's the big reason. You have a lathe on the left side, and you have a lathe on the right side, and you have a mill, a 10,000 RPM mill in the middle top, and that mill will come down and work anywhere in that cabinet. If you crash that mill and either lathe
mm-hmm.
or crash either lathe into each other, it's a $37,000 fix.
Wow, that's a lot.
Is that
serious? Expensive. Yeah.
Very expensive.
Yeah.
The lathe has a 30-amp motor on it that, you know, you figure 30 amp, well, no big deal. Hey, I picked up a drill that's, you know, but no, this is three-phase 30 amp. I can't,
mm-hmm.
I'm 6 foot tall. I can't get my arms around it.
Mm-hmm.
It's a big, big motor. When she wants to go roundy-roundy, she's going to go roundy-roundy. You're not going to stop her.
Mm-hmm.
And the mill is the same thing. That's a 38-amp motor.
Mm-hmm.
Or not amp, I'm sorry, 38-horse. 38-horse, three-phase motor. And the other
mm-hmm.
one's a 30-horse, three-phase motor. And the
wow.
one on the right is, I think it's a 28. I forget exactly. But they're all big motors, three-phase motors. Any one of these three things touch each other,
mm-hmm.
it's a wrong, you know, say they overshoot the part and go into each other.
Yeah.
You make junk fast.
Yeah. Would it break it?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
It'll break it to where you need $30,000 worth of parts to put it back together.
Yeah. So did
you
that
know,
happen
you ever
to you right now?
No, never happened to me.
Okay.
It's never happened to me because I run it through two simulators. We run through the simulator that the CAD cam offers us,
mm-hmm.
and then when we send it to the machine, most shops do not buy the simulator for their CNC machine, and
mm-hmm.
the reason is because it's about $5,000-$10,000, and they want to
mm-hmm.
save money, so they don't do it. Well, the problem is, you have one crash, you wish you would have bought it.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, when you're talking a machine that only costs $10,000-$20,000, well, you're only fixing $500 worth of parts, who cares?
Mm-hmm.
When you start talking to a CNC machine that's $500,000, the parts are more expensive.
Right. Okay.
Yeah, and that's the difference. So we can scan your hand with the reverse engineering, and I can pick up your fingerprints, and our CNC machine will cut out of aluminum, stainless steel, magnesium, plastic, whatever you want to cut on. We don't care.
Mm-hmm.
It'll cut your hand shape with your fingerprint
mm-hmm.
on that metal or plastic. And
mm-hmm.
you'll have a 3D version of your hand.
That'd be pretty cool. So do you have some projects
cool.
coming up for that? To use all those different technologies you have?
Well, we just worked for Powerhouse, which they make stuff for power companies, power plant companies, so power generation.
Okay.
And we just scanned a part for them. That we charged them $800 just to scan. It took us like a half hour to scan it.
Sure.
So we did that. The items I showed you, you know, that we're doing right now as well. We've got a... there's a hospital, there's two hospitals in New York City. They want some medical tools made. You know what a dental pick is?
Yeah.
It's basically a dental pick. That's
okay.
Basically it. They're paying like $500 for them. And I think I can make it. Yeah. I can make it for probably like $250 and the raw stock is going to cost me like $20.
Mm-hmm.
So I can make that for them. They want that made. Mm-hmm. That's about what we're doing right now. I'm about to, it took a while to get past all these issues per se that we're running into, because I'm a veteran and it's a veteran owned company.
Mm-hmm.
I wanted to get into government contracting, making parts for the government. If you go to, VLA.com, or is it, no, .mil. It's mil, I think. Yeah, it is. BLA.mil with one L. You know, not mil, M-I-L-L, it's M-I-L.
Okay.
And, right, so I'm filling out paperwork right now to start working with the Defense Logistics Agency, and what they do is, you know, hey, when they need parts, they contact shops.
Mm-hmm.
Well, with what we can do, we can make the same parts that someone else is making, and instead of them putting it through a lathe and a mill and then back into a lathe to get a part done,
right.
You get it done in one shot. A setup, every time you jump machines, it'll cost, it's an additional $1,000 to $3,000.
Mm-hmm.
Because we can do it all in one machine, we can do one of two things. We can either lower the price and get the work, or if we've already got the work, we could charge half the setup and still be lower than their competition.
Okay.
And quite honestly, we don't even need that.
Okay. And when is this contract coming up? You're signing it now?
No,
when is it effective?
I'm filling out paperwork so I can start looking at...
I see. Okay.
So I can start talking to the procurement officers.
Okay, sure. So we do have two programs here. There's the equipment financing, which it doesn't sound like you need anything right now, but maybe sometime in the future. But the working capital side, we can free about like 10 to 15% of your gross sales as the capital, and you can use it to buy the raw materials, invest it, you know, whatever it is that you need it for. To just give you an idea, what was your gross annual sales like last year?
In 2016, we didn't make a part successfully, so it was pretty much zero. We picked up MasterCam in 2016.
Okay.
Around March, April, somewhere in there, I don't think it was there.
Okay, and then what is this year's gross sales looking like?
Right now, we're not a lot, probably 10,000. Once this rig guy comes in, for 500, it's going to be $137,000 to make 500 units. And we only need probably 28,000 of that for the raw stock. The rest of it's just cash will be, you know, it's design fee, it's machine time.
So are you saying you're doing about 10,000 a month or for the year?
Well, we've done probably 10 for the year so far, because we had to get turned on, go through the training, and then I had some work I was doing, but it was just small work. It's foot in the door work. Like the NASA parts I showed you, that was, you know, I think it was like $1,000 or so. They're not big parts. They fit in your palm.
Oh, okay.
And so, but foot in the door parts, they first give you a small job, and if they like it, they come back, you know.
Okay, so for the equipment that you have right now, are you making monthly payments?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. How much are you paying per month for all your
About
equipment?
10,000 a month.
Okay. So you're paying 10,000 a month and so and but
Payments.
your sales right now is about 10,000.
Yeah, not super great, is it?
Yeah, how are you affording all that?
Well, I told you I had a lot of cash.
Ah, so you've just been using your own cash for everything.
Yeah.
I see, okay. Okay. So how's the last month, 6 months looking for you? Hello?
I mentioned that.
Yeah, so this these so working capital loans are primarily based on your sales. So you know, like looking at the last 6 months of your bank statement, how does that look like for you so far? What's your ending balances like?
Just a moment.
No worries. Then ideally, how much did you want?
John, if you could just hang on a minute, we're
Okay.
cutting a part for a train. It cuts train wheels, and we got to calibrate it, which means we got to make it level so it can do a nice job when it cuts the
Okay.
train wheels. So
Okay.
I've got my nose stuck in the machine. Just give me just a moment. So
Sure,
you're
no problem.
saying this right here?
From here to here, this is high by 4,000.
Yep.
When I draw on over there, it's going to be
Wasn't it?
8.
Well, then that was the split I talked about. So if it goes back in exactly as that drawing, it's going to be 8. Or actually, it'll be 0. It'll be 0 because she read 0. So she'll be 0, which means when you pull it out, it's going to be 8. If you put it back in and it lands at what we call 0 because of this, then you should have half of that, which is 4. So that means this adjustment right here solved it. And that's your 4 you're talking about. So yes, you're going to want to, yep. How deep are you going to go? Is it full on angle or is it from end to end? Okay, so yeah, you're going to take a file off, and that should run into it because you're 4 high there when you come down here. Yep. Is it 4 low or is it 0? You want to be 0 if where those bolts are. That's your 0. Because the back plane is really good to this over here. We're trying to get that middle plane. So I would touch this and mimic there. Does that make sense? No? Yeah, you're gonna have to draw it out. Here. This is 0, right? And just a moment, miss. I'll be done in just 30 seconds. This
Okay,
is
sure.
0 and this is good. And what we gotta do is right here, this is showing 4 high and the 4 low, or that's showing 0.
This is the last part of
So what I would do is I would touch here and touch here. And these should be close to the same number. And when they land close to the same number, then I'd shoot that. Okay, I'm sorry, Sean.
No worries. So I was just wondering, you know, ideally, how much did you want capital-wise?
I don't know per se.
Okay.
I'm really good at software. I'm really good at machines. And I'm not saying I'm the worst banker guy in the world, but I just closed on a loan in 2016, and to be honest, I don't like to be loaded with debt, and it scares the living crap out of me. When I went into this loan, I was debt free.
Mm-hmm.
So the 40 acres, debt-free. The structure on it, you know, the building that we put this machine in, debt-free. I renovated the building. I know you're in California. You don't get snow. We're in New York. We get lots of snow. But I put R36 insulation in these walls, brand-new electrical, geothermal, so we don't pay a heating bill. And our electric bill is only $500 a month with us working. Okay. Most other machine shops are like $2,000.
Right.
So I did all that out of pocket. And just because I'm not a, I don't like being debt loaded. And so.
Right. Okay.
Know.
Sure. What I can do is I can start by looking at the last 6 months of your business bank statement and just to see if, you know, what type of program you qualify for and what we can do for you. What's your email?
Email at cmscncservices.com.
Sorry, can you repeat that?
It's the website. So
Okay.
Yeah, it's email at, and then just put the website down.
Oh, okay, so email at the whole email. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, perfect. So I'll go ahead and email you my contact info, and then also just to let you know, so then, and also if you can just send over the last 6 months of your business bank statement, I can take a peek at it and see, you know, run some preliminary numbers for you and see what we can do for you. And if there is something that we can do for you, then I'll run your credit and do all that. But first, let me just start by looking at the bank statement first, just to see, you know, how everything is looking.
Well, you know, I mentioned to you before that, you know, if I'm looking at a calendar of the year, you know, in around March is when we got the Master Cam. And we're here in September, so April to now, you know, we haven't done a lot of business, you know. So, I mean, I can tell you up front, we haven't done a lot of business. We're just getting spun up now to where we can, and we've got the rig guy coming on with his two products.
Right.
You know, one product at 10,000 units a year for, you know, $10 to $20 a unit.
Right.
And the other one is. The other one will be about $137,000 to make 500. And out of that 137, I'll need 24,000 to 28,000 to make them. Now that's so, just him.
Right.
So,
but the thing, so here's the thing. So since our loans are based on the sales, and I don't want to just, you know, outright tell you that we can't do anything since you haven't had too much, you know, coming in or going out. Things like that. So I want to just take a look at the bank statement first and see if there is something that we can do, and then go from there. So that's really where my thought process is going right now, is just to look at the business bank statement and see if there is, you know, if there is something and what we can do for you, and then we can move on to the next step.
Okay. All right. What are you looking for in the bank statements?
Just kind of like a number of deposits, ending balances, things like that.
Okay.
Cool. So I will send you an email right now, and then once you get those bank statements, you can email or fax it. Email is probably the easiest way because usually you could just download it from online and then just attach it back into the email that I send you. Or if you only have it on paper and when you want to fax it, my fax number is on there as well. So there's two different ways that you can do it. So it just depends on what's the easiest for you.
Outstanding.
Sure. And then do you know when you might be able to get it in so I can take a look at it?
Well, I've got someone knocking outside. I'm not sure. I got to get the train part done.
Sure.
And,
no problem. You can take your time. You can send them tomorrow.
I'll work
if you want.
On it. I just, yeah.
Okay.
I just, they they called me yesterday and said they've got a train coming in from the south that's got to get its wheels cut. And, you know, they didn't give us a whole lot of lead time to get this done, so I'm running.
Yeah, so. Okay, sure, no problem. As soon as you can get it, that'll be best.
I'll do that. Thank you, Miss.
Okay. Yeah, no problem. Talk to you later.
All right.
Bye. Man.